With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Colorado's auditor says the state agencies charged with reviewing discrimination complaints take too long to do their work and lack transparency. Scott Franz explains.
The Civil Rights Division takes in complaints and passes them on to the Civil Rights Commission. The state auditor's office says the commission improperly takes votes in closed-door meetings and fails to document its deliberations. The auditor also criticizes the division, saying it takes too long to field complaints and that it needs to speed up reviews. State lawmakers, including Senator Nancy Todd, are concerned by the findings.
There needs to be a revisiting of the role of the commission and how that is done in terms of public meetings, in terms of transparency.
The audit says actions made by the commission prevent the public from knowing that it, quote, operates in a fair and consistent manner. I'm Scott Franz.
Longtime Roaring Fork Valley fabric artist Etar has a new exhibition in Carbondale. Kristen Kay reports transcultural bonding highlights the role of clothing in cultures around the world.
Etar owned a clothing store in Aspen for over 30 years. She says the title of this show refers to the time she's spent in places like Bolivia, Uzbekistan, and Dubai, learning from locals about traditional weaving and fabrics.
You absorb the culture that you're working in. And it's not sightseeing, and it's not being a peeping Tom.
Her handmade pieces sparkle with gold, silver, and beading. She says she believes clothing should be ceremonial.
And in America, the only thing people think of as a ceremony is a wedding or a bar mitzvah or something. And to me, a ceremony is your connection within your soul. And it's expressed in clothing as in ancient days.
Transcultural bonding in clothing is on display alongside bronze sculptures by another local artist, Jack Bredlinger, at the R2 Gallery. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold sent a letter this week to President Trump asking the administration to reverse its decision to leave the Universal Postal Union, or UPU. The UPU allows members of the military and overseas voters to vote and return their ballots back to the states. Currently, Colorado County clerks mail or electronically send ballots to eligible voters overseas, and they return those ballots by using the UPU. Griswold says if the Trump administration backs out, millions of voters will be disenfranchised for the 2019 and 2020 elections. The Trump administration announced last October its intent to withdraw from the UPU. Since a country must provide a year's notice to withdrawal, the U.S. will officially leave the Universal Postal Union on October 17th if not reversed. Griswold says in Colorado, over 38,000 military and overseas Coloradans voted in 2016 and about 28,000 voted in 2018. The Roaring Fork Schools announced yesterday that Carbondale Middle School's Grace De La Salle was named the 2019 English as a Second Language Teacher of the Year by the Colorado Association for Bilingual Education. De La Salle has been with the district and at Carbondale Middle School for 14 years and is a culturally and linguistically diverse education teacher. Roaring Fork Schools says the award recognizes outstanding teachers who play an active and useful role in the community and school. She will be honored along with others at the 2019 CABE Awards Gala in Thornton on October 11th. If getting paid to ski and travel the world sounds like your kind of job, you might be interested to hear about the latest opportunity posted by one Aspen company. Alex Hager has the details.
Ski.com is looking for 12 people for what they call the dream job. This winter, the Aspen-based travel company is paying folks to go check out ski resorts and document their experiences. The list of destinations includes Aspen Snowmass, but also Jackson Hole, Big Sky, and spots in Canada, France, and Japan. Ski.com's Dan Sherman says they're looking for people to explore beyond the mountain.
So the trip is more than just about skiing every day. It's about experiencing what the vibe is all about, what the food is, what the nightlife scene looks like.
Interested skiers can throw their name in the ring by sending in a 90-second video between now and October 29th. Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
And I'm Molly Dove.